States has and is continuing to grow, a fast-growing, in fact, oil and natural gas producer. Is there more potential for becoming more energy independent? Let's spend some time with Andrew Browning. He's the Executive Vice President at Consumer Energy Alliance. Andrew, good morning. Thanks for talking with us. So what's your take? Energy independence, is it a reason? I mean, I know it's possible, but possible and feasible and doable may not all be in the same paragraph. What's your take?
Well, I think it's entirely possible. You know, the United States and North America in general, because I would put kind of Canada as a linked producer to the United States. There's, you know, free flow of trade
sure.
and goods and energy back and forth.
Sure.
You know, they have been undergoing a renaissance for you know, the past 6 or 7 years, basically, with improvements in drilling techniques called hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling. These are technologies that have existed for quite some time, but perfections in them have opened up new reserves of shale gas in Pennsylvania, Louisiana, South Texas, and shale oil in places like the Bakken, parts of Canada. And, of course, Canada has had been developing its oil sands for the past 20 years. And so, really, it is a game changer for North America. You're seeing, I've read a couple of articles lately that talked about a wholesale shift in oil, in the center of oil and gas production to North America from Asia. And the Middle East.
It's Canada separate for the sake of conversation for the
sure.
moment. Is in the United States, is enough being done? Is the administration currently seriously interested in acting on becoming more energy independent, or is it just words? I see so many mixed signals with allowing permits, but then not allowing the further paperwork so that he can go on television and say, look, they're going to be drilling in the Gulf, and then says off camera, over my dead body. It's just not happening. Those, you know, so what's going to, what tells you that this country is going to move forward toward more energy independence or even reasonably priced energy? How about that?
Right. Right. Well, you know, the administration, you know, in this campaign season seems to have embraced at least the concept of natural gas in their campaign rhetoric. I guess the question is when does the rhetoric kind of match action at the administrative and kind of mid-political levels where the work is actually done? You know, with regards to natural gas, I think, you know, the devil is in the details as to what the administration is going to do. They have not actually kept pace, not even close to private industry, private land development. You know, when the administration says, you know, more natural, we have done more in terms of natural gas and oil development in the past few years than has been done in many years before. Well, that's not exactly true. It's been done on private lands. You know, huge parts of the country, especially in the U.S. West, are government lands. And as a matter of fact, you know, the government lands are way behind. They're down, I think, 15% as compared to private lands in terms of natural gas, oil and natural gas
development. Can you point to a main reason for that? Why is the United States government not moving forward even slowly on developing its oil and gas resources?
Yeah. Well, I think you kind of touched on a little bit it's the amount of permitting, you know, the process, the hoops that companies have to jump through with the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, part of the Department of Interior. You know, they've recently introduced their own hydraulic fracturing rules and regulations, which are essentially overlap. That is what is already being done in states like Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah, which have some of the strictest standards, and essentially it's basically forcing the companies to go through a whole another level of permitting, in rules and regulations that stifle development. If you overlay another, you know, having to answer to, you know, X amount of agencies, it's just going to automatically stifle development. When, you know, frankly, the regulations, rules and regulations that we have in place at the state level seem to be working quite well and have been for the past 60 years.
Would it be fair to say that to sort of re-incentivize companies, oil companies and gas companies, to get more involved in exploration and refining would be just as enticing if the government would take hurdles out of the way than it would to do something that so many people dislike, and that would be offer tax breaks to big oil, to big companies? If they just removed the hurdles and made the process easier, wouldn't that re-energize those oil companies into getting more involved in refining and exploration?
I think so. You know, when you're talking about refineries, you know, there hasn't been a refinery developed in the United States since the early 1980s. In large part because of the huge hurdles in terms of logistics, permitting, siting. It's impossible to do that. And so I think you've hit the nail on the head. If the companies had if they had the choice, they would definitely take certainty, you know, to understand rules and regulations, even if they're tough. You know, and not overlapping and not shifting and not subject to the whims of people in D.C. and, you know, even at the state level that operate at the whims of the political cycle rather than the business cycle, which is much longer and needs much more certainty.
It boils back down to what so many people have said, from big business to small business. If you want this country to succeed, Mr. and Mrs. Government, get out of the way. Government is the reason things are moving so slowly, and in some cases, not moving at all. Andrew Browning, Executive Vice President of Consumer Energy Alliance. Thanks. 7:56 on La Crosse.